Part 3, The Lord's Prayer. The Introduction. Our Father, who art in heaven. What does this mean? With these words, God tenderly invites us to believe that He is our true Father, and that we are His true children, so that we may ask Him with all boldness and confidence, as children ask their dear Father. The First Petition. Hallowed be Thy name. What does this mean? God's name is certainly holy in itself, but we pray in this petition that it may be holy among us also. How is God's name hallowed? God's name is kept holy when His Word is taught in its truth and purity, and we as the children of God live holy lives according to it. This grant us, dear Father in heaven. But he who teaches and lives contrary to the Word of God dishonors God's name among us. From this preserve us, Heavenly Father. The Second Petition. Thy kingdom come. What does this mean? The kingdom of God certainly comes by itself without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that it may come to us also. How does God's kingdom come? The kingdom of God comes when our Heavenly Father gives us His Holy Spirit, so that by His grace we believe His holy word and live godly lives here in time and there in eternity. The Third Petition. Thy will be done on earth, as it is in heaven. What does this mean? The good and gracious will of God is certainly done without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that it may be done also among us. How is God's will done? God's will is done when He breaks and hinders every evil counsel and will of the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh which would not let us hallow His name nor let His kingdom come. God's will is done when He strengthens and keeps us steadfast in His word and faith until our end. This is His good and gracious will. The Fourth Petition. Give us this day our daily bread. What does this mean? God certainly gives daily bread without our prayer, even to all the wicked, but we pray in this petition that He would lead us to acknowledge this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. What is meant by daily bread? Daily bread includes everything needed for this life, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, fields, cattle, money, goods, God-fearing spouse and children, faithful workers and rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, order, honor, true friends, good neighbors, and the like. The Fifth Petition. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. What does this mean? We pray in this petition that our Father in heaven would not look upon our sins, or deny our prayer because of them, for we are not worthy of anything we ask, neither have we deserved it. But we pray that He would give us everything by grace, for we daily sin much and deserve nothing but punishment, and we on our part will forgive from the heart and willingly do good to those who sin against us. The Sixth Petition. And lead us not into temptation. What does this mean? God certainly tempts no one to sin, but we pray in this petition that God would guard and keep us so that the devil, the world, and our own flesh may not deceive us nor lead us into false belief, despair and other shameful sin and vice, and though we are tempted by them, that we may still in the end overcome and retain the victory. The Seventh Petition. But deliver us from evil. What does this mean? We pray in this petition, as the sum of all, that our Father in heaven would deliver us from every evil of body and soul, property and honor, and at last, when the hour of death shall come, grant us a blessed end, and graciously take us from this valley of sorrow to Himself in heaven. The Conclusion. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. What does Amen mean? Amen means that we should be sure that these petitions are acceptable to our Father in heaven and are heard by Him, for He Himself has commanded us to pray in this way and has promised to hear us. Amen, amen, that is, yes, yes, it shall be so.